took the Polaroid down in my room. I'm pretty sure you have a new girlfriend. It's not as if I don't like you. It just makes me sad whenever I see it, 'cause I like to be gone most of the time, and you like to be home most of the time. If I stay in one place, I lose my mind. I'm a pretty impossible lady to be with. Joey never met a bike that he didn't wanna ride, and I never met a Toby that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended. I had a dream that I had to drive to Madison to deliver a painting. For some silly reason, I took a wrong turn and ended up in Michigan. Paul Baraboo took me to the giant tire swing, gave me push and he started singing. I sang along while I was swinging. The sound of our voices made us forget everything that had ever hurt our feelings. Joey never met a bike that he didn't want to ride, and I never met a Toby that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended. For less than 24 hours, that's hardly time to take a shower, hug my family, and take your picture off the wall. Check my email, write a song, and make a few phone calls before it's time to leave again. I've got one hand on the steering wheel, one waving out the window. If I'm a spinster for the rest of my life, my never met a bike that he didn't want to ride, and I never met a Toby that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended. we huddled under covers. We didn't say anything. If you hadn't come over, I would be so much colder. I would be much less confused. Then the water came and washed it all away. It left me with nothing to say. Could not believe my eyes. I could not recognize your face in the rubble. Without you, I am surely the last of our kind. Without you, I am surely the last of my kind.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you. fish is lonesome. She's just got a rambling mind.
Yo, remember yo. Back on the Bully when cats used to harmonize, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yo, yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king, yo. It's about a thing, yeah.
Feel
yo.
Real good when your hands in the air
and lick two shots in the atmosphere.
Looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you and him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. Nigga, but you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head. A million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. A win-win. Come again. But his rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they offend, poppin' yang.
Like you got yang.
Let's stop pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty face man claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their three and four kids. Been the face in court.
case when the child support's late. Money taking, heartbreaking, now you wonder why women hate men. The sneaky silent men, the punk domestic violence men, the quick to shoot the semen, stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
Very intelligent women in here, man. Do you think you're too young to really love somebody?
No.
I say it for me. I'm an adult. I say, wait, you're too young to be in love. This is silly. You're infatuated with him. He got nice jeans. He wear fancy Adidas. I mean, it might be something. I don't know. Go ahead.
It's a difference from loving somebody and being in love with somebody.
Well, you tell me. What's the difference?
Okay.
What's the difference?
Okay, Shan.
You can love anybody, but when you in love with somebody, you looking at it like this. You taking that person for what he or she is, no matter what he or she look like, or no matter what he or she do. You looking at it like this.
If you fall in love, you can fall out of love.
I just want to love somebody. You might stop being in love with them, but you is not gonna stop loving that person.
Maybe sometimes they've never been loved before.
Yeah, true.
Or they've never been in love before. Or they don't know what the feeling is to be loved.
Yeah,
she
killed it. We can end that conversation with that, right?
Here we go again, Argentina.
I had this friend and he was dying. I had this friend and he was dying. He had cancer real bad. He was probably gonna die that year. I had this friend and he was dying. I had this friend and he was dying. He had cancer real bad. And he was probably gonna die that year. And all that year when he looked at you, he really looked at you. When he said, "It's good to see you," he really meant it. He meant it was good for him to see you. And all that year when he talked to you, he really talked to you. When he asked you, "How you doing?" he really meant it. He really meant, "How are you doing?" It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was kind of beautiful. So beautiful. Of course he wasn't like that all the time. He was tired, he was sick, he was scared of dying. Sometimes he got so overwhelmed he didn't want to talk to anyone. But most of the time there was this thing with him. He was all dialed in, and when you were with him, the light of who he was, it shined out of his eyes. He was beautiful. My friend was beautiful. He was beautiful. So beautiful. Well, wouldn't you know it, he got better. They gave him surgery, they gave him chemo, and somehow he got through all that and he crawled back into his life. A couple of years later, we were having coffee, talking about how he was that year, and I wanted to ask, but I didn't know how. So I said, "Can I ask you?" And he said, "Do I miss it?" "Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess I miss it. I mean, I don't want to be dying again or nothing, but yeah, I mean, all that year, I lived the way that we say we always want to live. None of the little stuff mattered, and the love that only comes in flashes, to me, that love was real all the time. And now that I'm not dying, the little stuff matters again, and the love only comes in flashes. I mean, I know, technically I am still dying. Technically you are dying too, but that's not the same thing now, is it? I mean, I guess that maybe the thing here is that unless you're really dying, love only comes in flashes." Wasn't a lot to say after that. We finished our coffee. I got into my car. He got into his car. We drove back into our lives. This was a couple of years ago now. He's still doing pretty good. There is no point to this story, except you are beautiful, and I am beautiful, and we are beautiful. We are so beautiful. We are beautiful. We don't know it, but we're beautiful. We can't know it, but we are beautiful. And it's true, and it's true, and it feels like, oh.
That?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven!
What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Come on! This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that she gave every day was a label to make it up for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me you loved her till you died? Till you died. But you're still alive, and I'm here to remind.
You can't jump. they just seem Christian states where you never been. A zigzag wanderer, a zigzag wanderer. You can dance, you can paint with these old timbers, God gone beams. God my shield, pull away my lance. Zigzag cow, raise their mouth. Zigzag dreams, zigzag dreams.
Wanna write you a love letter, wanna make you feel better, wanna make you feel